what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line.
Hey girl, are you Australian? Because you meet all of my qualifications.
Oh my god, I love it. Oh. Why do I love it so much? It's so cute.
Whatever you do, don't report him to the nerd police. Instead, tell him that his pickup line was pretty clever for a grown-up, and then that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Karen, it's looking back at our first conversation, I probably shouldn't have led with, are you alone? I'm so sorry if you're coming off like a creep. I just kind of wanted to get that night. I should have been more straightforward about that fact. I usually have a better first pickup line that women are more responsive to. If I could do that conversation over again, I'd say, hey, feel my shirt. It's made of boyfriend material. Wait. Again, I false advertised. Not looking for a relationship.
Next message.
All those pickup lines were bad.
Yeah.
A good tip for picking up anybody is don't ask if there's any witnesses around.
Yeah.
Are you alone sketchy. Is a bad pickup line.
Well, or you find somebody who's just really looking to get murdered that night.
That's
I don't
true,
know.
Too. Depends
you know,
on what
maybe
you're...
Maybe that's what you're looking for.
What you're going out for that evening,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, come to the back alley with me. Okay.
Oh. Next message. Hey, Danny, it's I'm trying to get in touch with you. I really need to get my stuff from your place. I have some panties there and have some shoes. My brush, one of my good brushes is over there. Do you need to call me back? And don't think that I don't know that when someone else is wearing my stuff. Like if I see some wearing that on Instagram, it's on.
Next message. She's searching every profile on Instagram trying to find somebody who's got her clothes.
How does she have so much stuff at this guy's house, but she got the Loser Line?
I know.
Don't leave things unless you actually have their phone number. I feel like that should be a pretty good rule.
They met the same night and then she packed for the weekend, it
yeah,
sounds like.
Yes.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, it's Jake. I just heard some interesting news that's unsettling. I heard from your friend that you didn't like the back massage that I gave you, and that's the reason why you're not talking to me. And you know, I think that's kind of petty. I don't really understand why you couldn't have just said, "Hey, you know, the back massage is just too rough. You know, if you could just lighten up, that'd be great." That's something that's a very simple thing. I mean, everybody's back is different. I actually like a little bit more rough. And if you don't want that, then that's fine. You just have to kind of communicate. I mean, that's what relationships are all about. If you don't like something, then just say, hey, I don't like this. Let's do something different. And then we can try to do this again. And I can try to do a back rub for you. And then we can talk through it and just try to like make sure that we get the right pressure level and everything else. Because I really enjoyed touching your back.
Next message.
I don't feel like the issue with the back rub was the pressure. I feel like the issue with the back rub was he probably met her out in a bar and just started rubbing her back.
It's weird how people don't get personal space.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that one.
Like, oh, I get it. It wasn't that I just came up and started touching your back. It was just not soft enough.
Yeah, that was it.
Too much pressure. Yeah. You know, you're not a deep tissue lady. Yeah. I get it. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Trisha, this is and we met the other night, and you said that I was cute, and you gave me your number, and I have a favor to ask. I was wondering if it's possible if you could help me out last minute with this wedding, because my family thinks that I'm like a dumpster fire, and I can't keep a girl longer than a week, so I was wondering if you could do this thing and go to the wedding with me, and I mean I'd be willing to pay you so I could split
next message.
Couple things. One, I think that's accurate. I think from the sounds of him, he probably is a dumpster fire. And two, if you're ever trying to score a date, don't refer to yourself as a dumpster fire. That's a bad way to describe yourself.
I don't think he was trying to get a date. He just wanted just an escort service. And he didn't want any happy ending or anything. Yeah. He just wanted his family off his back. And you know what? I understand that. I actually feel for that man. And I feel like there should be some volunteer, like a tribute, to go with him.
There's a lot of places he can find someone who'd be happy to go with him for money.
Yeah.
A lot of websites out there.
Maybe too much money, though.
Remember, it's really easy to get the loser line. Just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Shayna, it's T. I am absolutely terrified right now. You told me to watch that movie, Annabelle. And when you told me the movie was about a doll, I didn't think it was going to be that scary. But, like, the doll's face is like a doll, but it's alive, and it kills people. I would have never watched this movie if I wasn't grinding on you at the club. Thanks a lot, Shayna, for screwing up my life. I'm not going to be able to sleep for a month.
Next message.
Screwing up his whole life. That's
that
pretty
so...
funny troll, though.
Yes.
You know what? It's really hot. You should watch the movie Annabelle. If you watch the movie Annabelle, totally call me. I'll come over. We can watch it together after.
Oh, my God. I wish I had that thought process when people come up and try to grind on you. You know, like, he's not... I'm sure she didn't want to be her leg, have her leg humped at the club.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
That's an amazing defense.
Yeah, pretty good job for whoever gave the loser line to that dude. Remember, you can listen to the loser line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.